Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we talk about a special energy in today's podcast. I'm going to talk about the 8-8 Lion's Gate astrology and energies, give you some insight into what is happening at a cosmic level, at an energetic level, and also look at some of the astrology specifically for 2019. Now, the 8-8 Lion's Gate is not only fun to say because it rhymes, but it's also a time of increased light, power, confidence, and energy in 2019. We have a lot going on right now that is asking us each to step up and step into a new level of soul work, soul mission. There is an activation that's been happening since July, and we move through August with an understanding that we must go forward. We must follow this new chapter, this next phase. And the 8-8 Lion's Gate energy is strongly supporting what you are here to go after this year. And that's because the astrology is so strong and so dynamic as we open up to more cosmic energies. So I'm going to talk about what the 8-8 significance is, as well as what is coming through, where there is cosmic support for what's happening right now. Now, there's a lot out there about the meaning of 8-8 Lion's Gate and the connection to Orion's Belt and the planet Sirius. And I want to be sure and give you some specific details that pertain to the energies right now. For example, there are two planets named Sirius. There is Sirius and Sirius B. And the planet Sirius is located at 14 degrees of Cancer. Cancer, not Leo, Cancer. And so that means the Sun was conjunct this planet in July, and it was during eclipse season here in 2019. So the Sun was conjunct Sirius at 14 degrees of Cancer around July 6th, 7th, 8th. And this would have been an alignment with this very powerful energy. Now, the planet Sirius is twice the size of our solar system sun, twice the size, and 26 times brighter. And that's why we can see it, okay? That's why we can see it with our naked eyes from our tiny little marble of a planet. Now, it's a very potent energy, and the ancients, specifically the ancient Egyptians, were very much aware of the energies in the cosmos, and they were stargazers, and they were astrologers, and they were aware of the cycles of life. A lot of Egyptian calendars were it was the basis of our calendar. It was the basis of our astrology. The Egyptians were quite advanced in their civilization, and they relied on the cycles of the sky and of the heavens. And a lot of times, the energies of the stars signified a message from the gods. And so there was a time in July and August when you could see the planet Sirius from the Earth, when it was the brightest in the sky, and of course that then meant it was a message from the gods. And it's a planet that, because it is so bright, it was associated with abundance, with fertility, with a good season for crops, with the Nile overflowing, with an abundance of life. And so this is where we can see that a lot of ancient astrology and myths still have meaning today because of how we can look at the seasons here in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, and what they still mean to us. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, this time of in the summer season is when there's crops, there's the harvest is coming, there's ripening on the vine, there's energies that are very abundant because they've gone through a growing cycle. Now, the planet Sirius is located just south of Orion's Belt, and it's often noted that there was times during the summer when there was an alignment in the sky over the pyramids. And this was, of course, to the Egyptians, a very significant message from the gods about alignment, about being blessed, about fertility and abundance. And so this is where some of the energies originated in our understanding of what it meant to look for messages from the heavens, to look for what we could understand about the current season, as well as a connection to the gods, a connection to the forces bigger than us. Now, in modern times, the sky shifts, the sky changes, and the sun during the 8-8 portal is actually at 15/16 degrees of Leo. So it's not even in the same sign as the planet Sirius. And it's in the middle of Leo, which is a very prominent, stable, solid position. And it's understanding that we are raising our consciousness in such a way that we can energetically connect to more than what we have before. And that's because it takes our willingness, it takes our desire, it takes our intention to want to understand, to want to expand our consciousness, to want to see things differently. The 8-8 portal is a time of a deeper transformation and metamorphosis into a higher soul consciousness, into a higher understanding of yourself as an energy field, as an energy being, as a person who is in a human body but who is connected to cosmic energies. And so this is a time of being very aware of your power, and in your astrology chart, it's looking at where 15 and 16 degrees of Leo resides, which house. It's also looking at where 14 degrees of Sirius is, that's 14 degrees of Cancer. Because what is happening in 2019 only happens once every 19 years. Do you know what that is? Pop quiz. Well, it's the North Node in Cancer is about to make a conjunction to the planet Sirius, which is a fixed star, by the way. So it's a fixed star, the brightest star in the sky, 26 times brighter than our sun, and the North Node is going to make a conjunction to it in a way that lights up this point in your chart. And this energy is meant to show you more of yourself in the Cancer area of your chart, right? The brightest star, huge illumination, huge understanding. I also feel it as a significant clearing in the emotional body and a huge clearing of energies through the maternal lineage of families. And the North Node will be conjunct the planet, the fixed star, at 14 degrees starting the end of August, specifically the 27th, and then through most of September. So there are energies here that are asking you to look at where you've come from, unconscious emotional habits, anything that has been residing within you emotionally that no longer serves you, that's no longer your truth, that no longer resonates with who you are. This is the energy of clearing out very ancient programming and to allow it to burn away by this fixed star so that you can complete it with love and consciousness for your family, for your maternal lineage, which is the Cancer energy. And it's where you've come from. It's your ancestors. This also pertains to the understanding of what habits are complete in your family and where you are that decision maker, where you're the one who says, the buck stops here, and I'm not taking this any further. And this is emotional programming, by the way. So anything that weighs heavily in the emotional energies, for example, if guilt has been used heavily in your family, if shame, if judgment, if any kind of emotional manipulation, martyrdom, or pain, anger, hurt around anything. I mean, this is a big field of potentials here. And it's the unconscious energies that are passed down. It's being cleared out with this North Node in Cancer conjunct Sirius and opposing Saturn at 14 degrees of Capricorn. Now, I've done a lot of shows for you this year about the Saturn and Capricorn energies because it's so significant, especially as it's been traveling with the South Node. But this energy, I feel, is strong responsibility. And the Saturn and Capricorn is the practical nature of our life, the practical understanding of what you are responsible for, and the ability to make decisions that you know are of the highest and best good. This is basically executive decision making, where you know it's the right choice. You know you're in integrity with something that matters. There's a respect here as well for perhaps the parental lineage, because Capricorn and Cancer are the parents, are where you've come from and where you're going, the mother, the father, the authority energies, where you grew up with versus how you show up in the world. So there's a lot here on this axis, the Cancer-Capricorn axis, of healing and bringing back in a new light. And I feel that this energy is like this blast of love from the cosmos around what you're ready to receive. But it's not receiving it from another person. It's receiving the energy from the cosmos, from the all that is, the unconditional love that you can tap into and feel as part of an energy being. And so this doorway of energy actually opened for us back when the Sun in Cancer was conjunct Sirius in early July, and it lasts through September. Okay, so it's a bigger time span here than just the 8-8 portal, but there's a bigger healing, a bigger collective healing, and it's also a very feminine energy. It's the divine feminine energies that we hold inside of us. It's a very private, safe, sacred energy, rejuvenation. And so this 8-8 portal, what I'm getting around this is that because the Cancer energies are so strong, the 8-8 portal that is happening at 15, 16 degrees of Leo is the energy of the masculine and the safeguarding of oneself and one's energy. It is the divine feminine and divine masculine energies working together to support one another, strong boundaries, strong confidence, a lot of strength. And yet it feels like that's what gives you the energetic support to go into the feminine energies and the emotional clearing that needs to happen. And please trust however this shows up for you, whatever visuals or insights come through for you around how to work with these energies, because it's extra potent in 2019. It's extra strong. And it's part of the cosmic clearing that's happening on the planet. As we are being energetically reprogrammed and rebalanced during this time of a great awakening and a great expansion of energies that are rare and that we are working with intentionally and consciously. So the 14 degrees of Cancer in your chart is significant right now, just as the 15 and 16 degrees of Leo are also significant in your chart. Now, the 8-8 portal is a time of being aware of where you're done with something, where it's complete. There's a lot of healing with this energy, and it's very much about a self-awareness of what you've mastered, what you've come through, especially since August 2017. When we had the very first Leo eclipse that was conjunct the fixed star Regulus, very powerful. That was, of course, the total eclipse that went across North America. Now, 2 years later, there is a completion here. And this is also important because that 2 years, by the way, that 2 year cycle is related to Mars in Leo. So Mars has been through a whole cycle since 2017, and now Mars is both ending and beginning a new cycle in August 2019. So please understand that we have this turnover of energies that's showing up in a few places, okay? It's the Mars cycle. It's the energy of the 8-8 portal that's asking you to be very clear about what you are done with. And it's a strong energy of the eclipses of last month setting you on a new course based on what had to die and complete, be done, be finished. So there's this energy of newness that we are meant to really embrace and claim. And the 8-8 energies, 8-8 is associated with manifestations. It's transformation. It's what you've put a lot of energy and work into that now brings about the harvest, that now reaps its rewards. The 8-8 energies are showing you what is released, and yet that then allows the new, like I feel it is this interesting karmic completion that you're meant to be very aware of, because you don't want to start a new cycle of energy that repeats anything, that repeats karma or that repeats something that you've completed. So there's a serious choice point here around what you must direct your energy to that is for your highest and best good, and to stay very aware of any cycles that you don't want to go back into. So the eight is powerful in numerology because about its manifestation and abundance and the rewards that come from a lot of work and time and effort. And it's also significant because of how the number eight is the infinity symbol. And I mentioned this briefly on last Wednesday's podcast, but I want to go into it more here about how when you visualize the eight, of course, it's the infinity symbol and how energy is always in motion and moving. And if you were to look at the number eight and to put it as an overlay on the seven chakras, okay, with the bottom three chakras being the masculine energies, the top three chakras are the feminine energies, and then in the very middle is the heart chakra, the green chakra, where there's union, where the energies of the masculine and the feminine unite. Well, if you were to then take the number eight and apply it over those energy fields, the energy would unite in that heart chakra in the middle. The top portion of the eight would be the top three chakras, the feminine chakras, and the bottom three chakras would be the masculine. So you can see how this number eight would then encompass the chakras and bring a unity, also be bring a flow of energies. And just imagine that energy streaming through, moving through, very dynamic, and connecting all of these energy fields together. So it's quite a cool thing to visualize and be aware of. And when you tap into that for yourself, you'll probably feel an energetic connection. Trust, again, the colors you see where your energy is pulled towards. The bottom three chakras are masculine because they are associated with the masculine energies. The root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus are about your ability to be here and to be very grounded, rooted, strong in your physical self. It's your creative ability, your ability to procreate, and your ability to feel confident and powerful in oneself. Then we have the top three chakras, the throat chakra, speaking your truth, honoring what you need to say, your ability to communicate from the heart. The third eye chakra there is that ability to visualize and to see, the knowingness, the ability to understand what is happening in a broader perspective and to receive messages into your brain, into your mind. And then the seventh chakra, that crown chakra, being the connection to spirit, intuition, the messages that you receive and your connection to the bigger energies above us. And then imagine these all combining into that middle heart chakra, the green heart chakra, of feeling grounded and strong in oneself. And it, again, it's the union of the masculine and the feminine coming together where you feel a love for yourself, a strength in yourself, a self-acceptance, self-compassion, all these beautiful energies that then allow you to connect to another person from the heart. So a lot can be said about this whole energy system and how it works within us, especially when we are conscious of it and the connections that are streaming through. So with this 8-8 portal, all of these energies can be very alive within you, if that's your intention, if that's what you want and you invite it in. And what it means is that you are then able to activate even more energies within these seven chakras and within your energy system. These energies are from the cosmos, okay? These are big, powerful energies that are reminding you that you are a receptor and you are receptive to energies. There's a sense here, too, of this 8-8 portal being a really beautiful opportunity for a frequency change. Think about turning into a radio dial, and you've been tuning in to a certain frequency for a while. Well, now you can change your frequency. You can tap into other messages, other understandings, other ways of working with your own energy. There's a speeding up as well. I feel that, this 8-8 portal, it opens up some other potentials of clearing out stories, timelines, emotions, anything in those chakras that have been stuck. And, of course, you know, chakras, it means spinning wheel. There are spinning wheels that we have the ability to tune up and increase their frequency by spinning out what's complete. So all of this can be a beautiful meditation for you. It can be something to work with consciously before you go to sleep, or to work with it however you choose. I know that you can sometimes work with this when you're simply exercising, when you're on the move, or when you're sitting quietly. It's different for everybody. So trust what feels right for you. But know that this 8-8 energy is an opening to higher frequencies that you can then basically integrate into yourself and into what you're doing next and where you're going next and even how you feel about yourself. Now, the astrology of this portal is very strong this year because the sun at 16 degrees is conjunct Venus. Venus is at 14, 15 degrees of Leo, so they are traveling together. And they are both trining Jupiter at 14 degrees of Sagittarius retrograde. So a lot of fire here. And the fire energy in astrology is about spiritual growth, creativity, self-expression, taking action, self-assertion. And with this conjunction with Venus, that's receiving and feeling loved, especially in Leo, being confident in yourself, feeling strong in who you are. There's a strong activation of the solar plexus with Leo, the energy of the sun connecting to the solar plexus chakra. So there's a lot of dynamic influence here about moving forward and initiating a new cycle in your life. And, of course, that's just part of the overall theme of August and understanding that you're meant to move forward into new manifestations, new dreams, new creative expressions. I feel that many people are going to have an activation of their soul mission, of what they're here to do on the planet, of how they're here to be an individual. Leo is the energy of individuation, how you are you, how you are different from everyone else. And when you turn that on, when you really turn on that heart light, that's what shines, and it influences your aura, and it influences how people perceive you, but most importantly, how you perceive yourself and how you are confident in your own skin and confident in who you're here to be on the planet now. So this 8-8 portal is very strong this year because of the sun conjunct Venus trining Jupiter, and then also with the north node approaching the conjunction to the Sirius energy, and the understanding that this is also an activation and a clearing. So I feel like it's very important to stay aware of yourself, of what's complete, of where you're ready to make. It's a time to make new contracts with yourself, new vows, and that you're also clearing away old contracts, old vows, old limitations, anything that's expired, anything that you're complete with. And that's going to continue, especially with Saturn traveling with the South Node in Capricorn. But there's a clarity of this time, a clarity of who you are now, that you're meant to really trust and give power to it, give power to it. Also important to note is that on August 8th, the moon will be in Sagittarius, which means it will trine Chiron at 5 degrees of Aries retrograde, and then the moon will come through and make harmonious trines and conjunctions to Venus, the Sun, and Mars and Leo, and then be conjunct Jupiter and Sag. So it's a very busy, active time, and chances are you're going to feel that. You could feel that in various ways, simply in your creative spirit, in your sense of what you are feeling motivated to do. But at a bigger cosmic level, we are in a window of time of energy clearing, of deep healing, of removals of what has been, and then the energetic downloads of what you're embarking on next and what you're ready to receive next. And when I say downloads, those happen in many different ways for different people. That can be a sudden knowingness. It can be an intuitive hit. It can be something, a message coming through that you know is an answer to something you've been asking. Downloads happen in your sleep. Downloads also happen right before you wake up. There's like this really precious time between the sleep, being fully in your sleep, and then waking up when you could receive information that's just coming through that provides clarity. Downloads can happen for you physically in your gut. It can be something that you just feel is right for you. Downloads happen in many ways, and they're essentially the downloaded messages, downloaded understandings of what you're seeking to understand or to know, and the download shows up as, again, the clarity and the message that you've been looking for. So understand that it's a very ripe time for these downloads, and that it's really important to ask as well. Make sure you're asking for what you need. And I feel like there's going to be certainty as well that comes through here in August and during this 8-8 portal. So keep in mind that these energies are very strong and potent. You could feel it physically in terms of anything your body is experiencing, any food cravings, anything that seems kind of abnormal or extreme could be part of how you are unconsciously navigating these energies. But trust your body. It is an amazing energy vessel. It's giving you messages around what it needs. And be aware of how we are really changing the trajectory of potentials and possibilities now. So I hope this helps with understanding the power of this time and why it is an important portal to be aware of. And that in your natal chart, it's happening at 15, 16 degrees of Leo, as it happens every year around that point. And in fact, you could look back at this time every August and see if there's a theme that shows up for you, especially where the sun in Leo is in your chart, whatever house the sun in Leo is traveling through. So I hope this has given you some really good insights to consider and think about, and a focus on the importance of activating who you are now, as well as confidence in where you're going. So thank you for listening to the show, and I'll be back on Wednesday for the weekly broadcast where we'll talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead as we move through August. And we have some powerful energies to really embrace right now. Thanks, everyone, for your time and energy. I appreciate it, and I'll look forward to connecting with you again on Wednesday. Take good care. Bye-bye.